/Cast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came here beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
Hey, it's Brandon.
Hey.
Hey.
Man, what are we doing here today?
We are righting a wrong.
We're righting a wrong from 2 years ago.
We're learning our lesson.
We're learning. We're covering Friday the 13th, part 5, 2.
2.
We, When we had first started, we did the whole Nightmare franchise, and then we did Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh.
We recorded a Friday the 13th Part 5 episode 3 times.
Yes. Yeah.
2 with all of us, and then those got corrupted, and then me and Brandon tried doing one.
Yeah.
That also got corrupted. Then I did an episode of just me.
Yeah.
It was like 15 minutes long.
15 minutes long, yeah. And
yeah.
That episode's getting deleted.
And yeah.
Good times.
We're going to replace it with this one.
Yeah, we're deleting that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
GTA 5, 2. So, yeah. We're going to talk about Friday the 13th Part 5, released in
85.
Great movie, by the way. I saw a lot. Yeah. Well, we're recording this on Friday the 13th, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Fun fact there. I saw a lot of love on Twitter today about Friday the 13th Part 5.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Just like people talking about it. Joe Lynch, shout out. I know he's a long time listener.
Yeah, bro. I mean, this movie deserves a little love.
I'm fucking with you.
This movie deserves a little love.
It does. I've always liked Part 5. As my boys in Slash, I guess, would say, Roy is my boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. He's the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He's not as the GOAT as Jason.
No.
But he's the GOAT. I mean,
yeah, like
of this movie? For sure.
I'd watch a whole franchise based on him.
No, the fuck you would not. Too bad he's fucking dead.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame.
Yeah, I really like the way Roy's Jason looks in this movie.
Blue.
I do too.
Blue bird.
I'm blue.
I mean, it's kind of back to basics. Like,
he's
very simple.
Yeah, mom.
He's wearing a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
He's scary.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, some of his kills are pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
this is the first one, though, where the MPAA really started to fuck
this
up. Yeah.
This is like,
there's a lot of cutaways.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's all off screen for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we're not going to do it fast, but we'll blow through plot points.
Yeah.
You know.
This is just a discussion.
Yeah, this is our first movie review back.
Yeah.
So, it's not Jason.
It's definitely not Jason.
Get it out of the way. It's not Jason.
So, our movie begins. We got a Corey Feldman dream sequence.
Yeah.
That's right.
I believe this was filmed outside Corey Feldman's house.
Yes.
They shot a rain scene where Jason came back from the dead.
Was he really doing another movie at the time?
He's doing Goonies.
Yeah, he's about to do Goonies.
Yeah, that's right.
And they asked him to come back for a one-day shoot or one-night shoot.
Was it really filmed outside of his house?
I do believe it was the director's house, but I believe it was Corey Feldman's house.
Jesus.
That they filmed outside of.
Nice little dream sequence.
Yeah, no. And then all of a sudden, he wakes up, and it's not Corey Feldman no more. I don't remember his name.
Well, we should also mention, I know we don't want to get too heavy into plot, but in his dream, these two sleazeballs come and unbury fucking Jason, and Jason kills him. And
Corey Feldman's like, oh!
Yeah,
he's
like, he is making some funny noises.
Tot,
he's,
tot,
like,
tot.
He's like, no, you can't!
Yeah. And he wakes up. He wakes up as a grown ass man.
He's grown.
He wakes up as John Shepard.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
that dickhead.
He has like 3 lines.
Yeah, he does
straight
not
up
very much at all.
He does some elbow drops.
He's on his way to
now as a wrestler. He's pretty good.
He's on his way to Pinehurst.
Pinehurst
Rehabilitation Center.
Yep. For the mentally ill.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So all the characters in this are like people who have like
troubled teens.
Yeah,
troubled teens or mentally ill people. You know?
Maybe even murderers.
Yeah. Vic, you know?
Yeah,
Vic,
you know?
Vic's kind of a murderer.
Which, by the way, that guy plays, I believe, Suicide in Return of the Living Dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy with the shitty car who's pissed off all the time.
Chopping the wood.
He gets his fucking head bitten like an apple by fucking Tar Man.
Yep. Mm. Brains.
That's not the only Return of the Living Dead actor
it's not.
In this movie.
Miguel A. Nunez is in this as well.
Demon. Correct. Those damn enchiladas. Those damn enchiladas.
Yeah, he plays Spider in Return of the Living Dead.
Sure does. Yep. Pretty sure he got arrested for shoplifting.
He did.
A while back, yeah.
I remember reading that. I was like, oh, damn.
Yep. You hate to see it.
Just like
he's
Winona Ryder.
Scooby-Doo movie,
Maybe he'll come back.
Let him cook.
Who?
Him
which cook. One's he in?
He's in the first one. He plays like the voodoo guy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, he's got Scooby-Doo money.
Bitching to Daphne
money.
About the chicken.
I'm going to kill this damn Arnookie beast.
Yeah. He's got Scooby-Doo money, and he's shoplifting. I don't know what his
Scooby-Doo money
like.
Is fuck you money.
Yeah.
I mean, for maybe for fucking, who plays Fred?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze, maybe for him, yeah.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
Linda Cardellini.
Yep.
Hell, even, I think, Frank Welker voiced Scooby.
I can't remember. I don't know if he did.
He got fuck you money. Frank Welker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Anyway. So Tommy arrives at Pinehurst. Meanwhile, one of the people, he's looking at porn on the clock.
Yep.
I mean, shit.
He's got that magazine.
That nudie mag.
Yeah, this guy's a real greasy
sleazeball. Yeah. I think Zach said earlier you could fry an egg on that motherfucker's head.
Crack it and fry it. Yeah, Tommy is still very much haunted.
Oh, dude, he got PTSD. Maybe even some CPTSD.
It's time to Jason.
Die!
I mean, he did chop that motherfucker up.
He did. In the prequel to this movie, Friday the 13th Part 4, the final chapter, one of the greatest movies ever made.
Correct.
He did indeed kill Jason.
He did.
If you go to our Twitter, our most recent tweet at the time, it's a retweet of Dr. Wolfula. Jason's like, I'm about to get in a fight. I'll post the video later. He goes, I got my ass kicked. I ain't posting that shit.
It's
a Tommy Jarvis profile with Jason sliding down the fucking machete.
Yeah.
That shit
got my
was fucking
ass kicked.
Funny.
I'm not posting that shit.
Dr. Wolfula, big shout out, by the way.
We love you.
We've been watching him for a long time.
Dr. Wolfula.
Dr. Wolfula. We love you. We love you.
For sure. But he gets there and meets Pam and Matt, the two little people that run Pinehurst.
Yep. They try to make him feel welcome, but Tommy's just kind of like, fuck
Tommy
you.
Don't want none.
Tommy's like, fuck you, where's my room?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm going to go bed.
And
then he meets Reggie the Reckless.
Our boy.
Yep.
Who's
kind of cool, but also kind of annoying.
Yeah, what
little
kid talks like that?
You know?
There's action.
Yeah, he like scares Tommy with a
you
spider.
You are one scared cat.
Yeah, like he's kind of cool, but he's also kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Because he's a little kid.
Yeah,
Tommy,
you know.
Breaks out his mask making skills and pops off that mask and scares the shit out of Reggie with it.
Yeah, you know that mask is made out of shit. He's been in a loony bin, dog. Them's made out of shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You've been in the bin, you got to do what you got to do.
But, yeah, and all of this is disrupted by
the police.
The police come in with two horny teenagers.
Debbie Sue Voorhees, by the way, smoke show to this day.
Ooh. Yeah, she's.
By the way, she's still making movies. She made 13 Fanboy a while back.
Yeah, she did.
Oh.
Has a bunch of the Friday the 13th celebs in it.
Yep.
It's kind of like an indie film,
she's
you
great.
Know.
Yeah, it's on Showtime.
Yeah, I think it's on. I think I saw it on Tubi the other day, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to watch it, you know, go watch it.
Yep.
And it's kind of based on a real life thing. Adrienne Keene got stalked. That's kind of like the loose inspiration.
Yeah, she's getting stalked when they were filming
Part 2.
Part 2, yeah.
Yep. And that's kind of loosely based on that, I believe.
That's kind of crazy.
But yeah, she's kind of a sexed up teen in this, you know. Yeah.
She's a sexual Tyrannosaurus, goddammit.
Correct.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what they got picked up for. They were fucking on the neighbor's property, Ethel.
Yep.
What a lovely lady.
I got some. She is. Her and her boy are nasty.
Nasty. Oh, yeah. She's chopping up that fucking chicken later. She's touching her shotgun.
Yeah.
Fucking what? Salmonella everywhere.
Yes.
Well, like, you see her, like.
Salmonella is fucking
you
everywhere.
You see her, like, fingernails, right?
That bitch don't wash her hands. That's why I said salmonella everywhere.
Yeah.
That bitch is out.
And then she. I bet she would be wiping her ass, not washing her fucking hands.
Bro, that bitch.
You're going to get some hepatitis up in that house.
That bitch's house smells like mildew.
There's a Burger King around where me and Brandon live. They had a hepatitis outbreak a while ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 years ago. They had like some hepatitis outbreak. Hepatitis B. I was like, that does not surprise me.
They posted because I remember getting DoorDash from there. It was before the thing where it was like, if you got Burger King between these dates, you need to go to the fucking you need to go get a fucking vaccine for hepatitis. And I was like, hey, yo, what the fuck?
Good thing I don't really eat at Burger King.
Yeah, I get their breakfast, but not at that one.
No, that one's ran down.
That one sucks. Anyway, back to Friday the
13th. Anyway,
Ethel Salmonella. But Ethel, she rolls
what's
up.
What's her son's name?
Junior.
Okay.
He's a fucking idiot.
He's a numbnuts. He's a Nimrod.
He just mimics everything his mom says.
Yeah. It's damn good too. Yeah, damn good too.
And his mom's like, shut the fuck up.
But Ethel rolls up on her boy's bike, and he's like, listen, I've been catching them fucking. If I catch them fucking again, I'm going to kill them.
Yeah.
It's my legal right.
And then the sheriff tries to tell her, she's like, I got a bomb on me.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure you can arrest her for just saying that.
Bitch, right there. No the fuck you do not.
Yeah.
And they ride off. But, you know, they get punished, the two kids, and they go on about their day.
Yep.
And then Joey fucking dies.
Yeah, we get introduced to Joey and Vic and the whole rest of the Looney Tunes. And
Looney Tunes. That's rude.
And
sorry about that.
That's so rude. So rude.
So rude. So rude. It'd be all right.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Tuesday. So Joey is annoying the shit out of Vic.
You want some chocolate? Why does he have an Italian accent, first off?
Yeah, who knows?
You want some chocolate?
Want some chocolate?
Chocolate. Vic, you want some chocolate?
Well, he tries to give them to the girls, which
then
like,
he fucks up the sheets.
Yeah, like I will say this.
That would piss me off too. I'm not.
Gonna you like Violet, don't you?
Well, all the girls in this are pretty good looking.
Not Robin.
You don't like Robin?
She got her rib cage is showing, bro. That ain't.
I don't mind.
Listen, I'm a man of substance. I need some cushion.
Okay. But that's yes, rude. I do like Violet.
I'm a man of substance.
I do.
Dorky girls like you turn me on too.
I do like Violet. She gives me Susie Sue from Susie and the Banshees vibes. She's a goth girl, if you can't tell what I'm saying. If you've never heard, you know. I was actually kind of glad she, like, survived.
Brandon's down bad, bro.
I'm down bad. I was kind of surprised she lasted a long time.
Violet?
You know?
She's like the second to last kill.
Yeah, she's killed in the third act. At nighttime.
And her original kill was so good, but we'll get to it.
Well, her original kill was way, like, a lot.
More
like,
graphic.
It would have pissed a lot
of
people off.
We'll get to it
later.
Yeah.
So, Vic kills Joey brutally.
With an axe. Man, why are you using a two-bit axe? That's for, like, loggers in the woods. You're just chopping some. You need a splitting maul for that,
well,
bro.
He's chopping wood wrong, first of all.
Yeah, he's, like, just going at it. You need to, like, go on an angle, bro? Yeah.
No, you got to stand it up vertically.
Well, I think he was trying to cut it in half horizontally. But, yeah, I know.
It's going to take him hours to do.
I know how to fucking cut wood, but you still need a splitting maul. M-O-U-L, like Darth Maul from the Star Wars.
He's just doing what he had.
I mean, he could just be taking anger out.
Could be.
And that's, like, why he's doing it
that way.
That's
why he killed Joey. He couldn't get it out.
He
you know what else is a great anger management tool?
Chopping wood.
Masturbation.
Yeah, that too.
Which leads us to today's sponsor, Blue Chew. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I wish.
I wish we had a Blue Chew sponsorship.
I wish we had that Blue Chew money.
I mean, shit, hit him up. Hit me up, bro.
Yeah, you can't be doing that in Pinehurst. You ain't got time.
No.
The walls are too thin.
The neighbors will shoot you.
Oh!
Yeah. The neighbors will kill you,
so,
too.
Yeah.
The paramedics and the police show up. They take Vic away. One of the paramedics.
He'd just be staring.
He's a little concerned.
I wonder why he's staring.
Talking to me, Sheriff?
Talking to me, Sheriff. Exactly.
Yeah, I wonder why they
Is that,
I wonder
that
why
Dick Wayne?
Is that Dick Wayne?
I wonder why the camera keeps zooming in on his face full.
Huh, weird. I hope that comes back later.
No, I don't think so.
It's a one-off.
Not important.
But anyway, we cut to that night, and that sleazeball's earlier, he's doing donuts in this parking lot. He's picking up his lady. At least I think it's his lady.
Nah, with two greasers.
The two greasers, which come out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, where the fuck are these guys?
Why are there greasers?
It's just, I think they're just there to pan, like,
who wrote
to
this?
Pan some time, to pad some time, and also raise the
come
body
on,
count.
Motherfucker, come on. You better start this shit, motherfucker, come on.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck he's doing.
Yeah. He killed with a flare.
He gets a flare in the mouth.
Which is pretty good.
Which, if you listen to the sound, it's like...
Yeah,
It was pretty.
But
cool.
We get some choice dialogue. The one guy's gonna go take a shit.
He's like, I gotta crap, and you
crap my ass
by the time I get back.
Crap my ass. Yeah, who writes this shit?
Yeah, whoever wrote the dialogue for this movie.
A porno director.
Coke.
Cocaine out the
mountain
ass.
Of coke.
We're bringing that back.
Fucking.
That's a deep cut joke for y'all.
Which,
newbies.
By the way, the director.
Directed porno.
Yeah,
he's a porno director.
Yeah.
Oh,
correct. I can't remember his name. I'll look it up. But
Danny something.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, one of them goes to take a shit.
And the guy fixing the car gets a flare in the mouth. And the other guy just gets his throat slit.
Yeah.
With the machete.
It doesn't hold on that scene very long. Kind of cuts away.
Yeah.
You know.
And then
Danny Steinman directed it.
And then we link up with old sleazeball again. Picking up Lana.
Lana's pretty hot.
She's not bad.
Yeah.
He's out here doing blow in the.
I don't know why she's fucking not wearing a bra.
Yeah, what's wrong? She wants some tips.
She wants tips. Which kind?
Listen, man, she's trying to make
tips
a livable,
or tips.
She's trying to make a livable wage.
Tips or tips?
Both.
Don't matter. She's trying to ask the grass. Wage. No one writes for free.
Yeah,
okay?
Sleazeball pulls up. Is like, hey, we're going party.
I'd like Atlanta with nothing on her. Huh?
Yeah. Huh? You can't be saying that.
You are in the woods.
I like Lana with nothing on her to go, please. You know, and she's like, no, no.
Just kidding. She's down bad.
Yeah. She has to just go change first.
She got a little booby action.
Yeah, a little booby action.
A little booby action.
You know.
She's down bad for this guy for whatever reason.
He's got the blow.
He's gonna pay her rent.
He got hella blow.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's her top OnlyFans donator.
Yep.
But yeah, we get a cat jump scare.
Yep.
Kinda
you know.
Stupid, but
yeah, you know.
Dumb. Yeah. Our grease ball gets fucking iced.
Oh, dude, you know that was a fucking watermelon with fucking a wing on it.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was all right. And then she gets an axe to the tummy.
Yep.
And
that's pretty painful.
Yeah.
Sounds like
but
Scott
would you die from that?
Sounds like Scott from Evil Dead.
Oh! Oh, would you really die for that? I feel like I'm built different. I don't think
if somebody stabbed you in the stomach, if you didn't get help, you would probably die.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to find out?
Yep. Here we go, motherfucker.
Yeah. What happens next?
Breakfast. Breakfast.
GTA 2.
Tommy fucking flips
his
dude on his
ass.
Breakfast
time at Pinehurst, and Violet's dumbass puts a spot for Joey, and everyone throws a fit. It's like, you can't set a place for a dead man.
Don't call that queen dumbass.
She's fucking dead.
She's about to be.
Brian's about to hop over this fucking table. But, don't you talk about her like
but yeah,
that.
Like her and like the stutter guy like has like an argument.
they argue.
You can't set a place for a dead man.
I was like, shut the fuck up.
Tommy comes in and shows off his martial art moves.
Oh, bro, he puts him through a fucking table.
He does. Yeah. He whoops this dude.
Well,
because
he said boo.
Ass.
He said boo.
He didn't like
yeah,
that.
Well, he started like pushing up on him. He's like, what's wrong, guy? Huh? Huh? Huh?
He deserved.
I would have whooped his ass.
Take that L.
And
take
then,
that
yeah,
L. Bit.
Tommy Spicoli drivered his ass into the fucking table.
Put his ass
he
in the
He fucking ECW styled his ass, you know?
Put his ass in the Forever Box.
Yeah. And he runs off.
Pulled out that Tuesday Night Delight.
We also get like this random dude who shows up to Ethel's house.
Yeah,
like,
that dies in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This is when Junior
he just wants some food. Said, I ain't eating in 2 days.
Listen,
if a guy walked up to my house and said, I'm hungry, bitch, you ain't eating here. Get to step.
Bro's and McDonald's down the
road. go beg somebody.
But Ethel's like, you go clean the chicken shit out of my coop, put it behind the shed, I'll feed you. She goes, I'll feed your stomach.
She's like, once you get all the chicken shit out of the coop,
shit,
I'll fill your belly.
And meanwhile, while she's doing this, she's got salmonella all over her hands.
Oh, yeah. She's licking her fingers and shit.
Junior is real disgusting.
He's slurping that slop.
Disgusting.
Listen, if you gotta call your food slop, don't invite me over. You can't eat at everybody's house.
No. Yeah.
So our two favorite horny teens go into the woods to.
Well, we should also mention like the cops are trying to figure out who's killing.
That's
people.
Later.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know, but like what's coming later is like the fucking mayor or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, Jason Voorhees is dead.
Yeah, he's like, they cremated him. And he's like, were you there?
No, but
GTA 5, two. But yeah, them two teens go to have sex, which, by the way, the fastest time. I think this beats Halloween.
Yeah.
For fastest sex scene, man.
No, I don't know about that because, like, the camera was rolling the whole time Halloween, like, that sex. Judith Myers.
Yeah.
He goes up the stairs, and then the camera's, like, kind of, like, coming up the stairs, and he's going back down.
Yeah. Or something. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I was like, damn, he didn't last long at all.
Damn, and then he goes to wash up. And then she catches some garden shears to the eyes.
Well, our boy, the farmhand, gets killed first.
But she's boobalicious.
She's boobalicious. She gets those garden shears to the eyes, which, ouch.
Yep.
Pretty painful.
She didn't have any time to move.
Nope. We sat and watched.
She didn't have.
Has he murdered you?
So your obligatory Wolfie's Just Fine reference.
And then the boyfriend comes back and gets fucking...
Which, by the way, bro, why are you sweaty? You didn't put in any work. Why did you need to wash up? She did all the work.
Why are you washing up in the woods first?
In the woods?
Man,
like, I know there's a creek down there, but come on now.
You got all that salmonella leaking out of Ethel's house. That's what you got. You got salmonella on
her plumbing runs. From her outhouse.
Yeah, you got chicken grease on your dick.
That's straight up her outhouse.
Creek down there.
He's washing up and shit.
So I always think this kill is fun. It's my favorite kill in the movie, but I always think it's funny because he
goes two different directions.
Yeah, he tightens the belt around old boy's
head. Yeah, he starts going left.
And then turns it right.
And then he turns it right, and it's
next. And it's still tightening.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, what?
And it's cutting to his face, getting bloodier every time.
Yeah, it's embedding into his skull, which, I mean, that's pretty brutal.
Thunk.
That's pretty brutal shit. Yeah, he did.
Him dead.
For sure.
Dead.
Yeah. And then what happens next?
Is this the cop part? Where they're like, who the fuck did the murders?
That's after the murders.
And the sheriff's like, I think it was Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
Talking to me, sheriff.
Anyway, we skipped over that part. That's after Lana and old boy die.
Yeah. But, my thing is with this movie is, and I mentioned it off mic, it feels like a lot of people are improvising their lines.
Which could be the case.
Because, you just have, a bunch of stupid shit that's said in this movie.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny, you can enjoy it. I'm not saying it's, awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it, ruins my experience or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, the fucking greaser kids, theirs was really bad.
Random.
Lana's was bad.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just Was there a script for this movie?
They put a bunch of ideas in a hat.
And started drawing.
Yeah, and they were just all right, we need to fill the time, so we're gonna draw.
Rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat.
Yeah.
And then after them kids die, I think Reggie's about to go see his brother.
Yeah, he's gonna go see Dean.
Right,
yeah.
Demon.
Yeah.
Eat some enchiladas.
Ooh, baby.
I got some enchiladas, some egg pizza, rolls, some tacos.
Cheese and sausage pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pam's like, no.
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 Yeah, they go see them. And Tommy comes along, too, because Pam makes him.
Yeah.
Tommy!
He's like, oh.
Oh, damn it.
Tommy ends up kind of hanging out, away from them.
And beats some ass.
Yeah, beats the
leg
fuck
drops
out of
the
Junior.
Shit out of Junior.
Because Junior pulls up and starts fucking with Tommy.
You one of them loony kids, ain't you?
Yeah. And Tommy knocks the fuck out of him.
Oh, just beats ass.
He's going home to go tell his mama.
And Pam's like, Tommy, no.
Tommy, no.
Pam, what the fuck are you going to do about
Tommy's
this?
Tommy's like, God damn it.
Fuck.
Tommy's like, shut the fuck up.
No, he says, fuck, and he runs off.
And yeah, then they leave, Pam and Reggie. Yeah. Tommy leave. Well, Tommy doesn't go with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he runs off into the woods.
And then Demon, he got to go take a greasy shit.
He's got to take a spooky dookie.
Spooky doogie.
Damn enchiladas.
His girlfriend comes with him when they're stewing a bathroom duet.
They're serenading each
other. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
It's funny. Listen, get you a girl that will sing to you while you dropping a hot deuce.
Correct.
Okay?
That's right.
And then she fucking dies.
Yeah.
And then Demon gets got.
Demon gets impaled.
Yeah, that shit's
impaled. Would you look at that? I've been impaled.
Well, it shows a shot of his leg getting impaled, which was really cool.
That's
and then
painful.
it goes through his chest.
Oh! Yeah.
He's like,
he didn't say that damn Arnuki beast.
Yep.
Nope. That's what he needed to do.
That's what he needed the Arnuki beast for.
So yeah, Pam and Reggie go back to the house and she drops Reggie off so she can go look for Tommy.
Yep. He goes to bed.
Yeah, Reggie pretty much goes to bed, and then like
Robin and the Stanley,
Jake,
yeah, they're on the couch.
He's
watching.
Like, I want to make love to you, and
she's like, well, here's the thing. So, do you think that she was laughing at him, or do you think that she might have had that laughing disorder? Because like when he gets up and storms off, she looks like she feels bad.
No,
I think she laughed at him.
Yeah, I think she laughed at him.
Listen, okay. I asked a girl out once. She laughed at me. That shit hurt. That hurt
well,
me.
Well, like when she goes
so
to bed,
bad.
When she goes to bed too, like she was like, "I'm sorry, Jake." You know, I was like,
"Yeah, well, that don't fucking matter because he's already dead."
I know, yeah. But and so yeah, he.
It's much too late.
Yeah.
For goodbye. Yeah.
He storms off. He goes upstairs and he's trying to talk to Violet. Violet's like doing her whole goth girl shit.
Yeah. Oh,
she getting it.
Yeah. She busting the move.
Bust it.
She's like, "Can it wait?" He's like, "No,
no."
But he go. He like leaves anyway.
And he gets a cleaver to the face.
Yeah. Yep. That's pretty brutal.
To the dome. And so, also, Robin sleeps naked.
Yeah.
She got with them like, rib cage titties.
With like the
correct.
With like the window like. Like the what's the thing called
the blinds?
Yeah, like with the blinds. Like
she's on the second story,
shit.
Bro.
Yeah,
she don't care.
She don't give a shit.
And she's on a bunk bed too, so like somebody could just look.
Who's
right
her
up
fucking
there.
Roommate?
Bro, it's the '80s.
I don't give a shit.
That's true. She's also got like this like kind of. I like it, but it's kind of an odd like mullet type hair.
Yeah,
it's like short on top, like really long and teased at the bottom and everything.
I'm not gonna come.
They get got. All of them get got.
But who's she laying next to?
Jake's on her bed.
Jake's yep. Dead ass. Jake
dead.
And she gets
dead
stabbed.
Ass.
She gets stabbed through like the bottom bunk.
I think. She get. Yeah. It's a replication of the Kevin Bacon deal.
Yeah.
For like the fifth time.
And then poor Violet. She gets stabbed.
Oh, so her original kill. She was supposed to get a cleaver through her nether regions.
Yeah.
And they filmed it. You know, they had it cut. Everything. You know, special effects done.
I think the
MPAA was like, no, go redo this. This is not acceptable.
It was the MPAA or Paramount was like,
this is not acceptable.
Yeah, we're not doing
it. You're done.
So she gets pinned to the wall and stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I much rather would have preferred the original, obviously.
I don't know. Like, I can.
It's brutal. Just think about it. Imagine someone cutting your dick off.
It's brutal, but at the same time.
My dick fell off.
At the same time, you know, it's just kind of like.
I don't know.
Well, at the same. Terrifier guy.
Well, this is nothing against women either. If that's what people are thinking, like you, I don't want you to think I hate women.
People would bitch about it in the future. That's
I don't hate women. I'm not fucking Andrew Tate. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's in a jail cell tonight? Not me.
Who's in a
who got his Bugatti taken?
I don't really.
Not me. I don't have a Bugatti.
I don't really think the cleaver to the a female nether.
Maybe not her nether realm.
Nether realm.
Really
it's
fits.
Not really Jason.
Yeah,
he's not
again,
really.
It's not Jason.
Yeah,
he's not really chopping dicks and you know stuffing people. You know
stuffing.
You know. Then Junior gets got.
I mean, the kill we got was fine. Yeah, dude, he gets his head.
He
taken
gets fucking
off.
Decapitated.
Well, he like
all
because
he's throwing a fit too. Like, oh,
he's revving his bike up and everything.
Would you quit riding that damn bike?
Yeah, Ethel's like,
shut the fuck up! Shut up!
And then he gets fucking decapitated.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Because he's like coming up to a tree and Jason's like.
Surprise.
I'm saying Jason, but y'all know. Jason's like behind a tree and he just like sticks his machete or something out and
it's
it chops his head off.
Yep.
So he gets got and then Ethel gets got.
Ethel's like, what are you
Ethel's
doing?
Ethel's head
out
gets
there?
Put in the soup.
Yep.
In the soup. And she squeezes a tomato.
It's
yeah, and you could see the nasty ass fingernails.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like.
Salmonella.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
In the soup?
No luck finding Tommy on Pam's end.
Well, the truck breaks down.
He gone.
Yeah.
Truck
and it raining.
And, you know, it's very... Do you guys think it was a coincidence that she's wearing a white shirt, or do you think it was on purpose?
I think it was on purpose. Definitely on purpose.
You know? Do you know? I mean, I said
no
it the original time we recorded this. I didn't know her nipples were showing.
Yep.
For the
I
longest
didn't know
time.
It was like, I listened to this podcast called Neon Brainiacs, and when they covered it, they mentioned it. I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
I had
never
no
noticed.
Idea her nipples were visible for the longest
you see,
time.
Like, you see like four sets of breasts in this movie then, technically.
Pam's is one of them.
Yeah. You see Robin's. You see Deborah Voorhees's. You
which
see
are probably the best in the movie.
Lana's, and you see Pam's.
Listen, I'm not saying we should rate the best boobs in this movie, but Deborah Voorhees wins.
I'm just probably. Saying, you see four sets of boobs.
Four. That's eight boobs.
Yep.
Five if you count the porno bag at the beginning.
Well, that's ten. Ten boobs.
Ten boobs?
Ten boobs. Two boobs per person?
Oh, okay, yeah.
A pair is two.
You stupid bitch.
Pam ends up back at the house and wakes up Reggie because Reggie is cheap.
Well, no, Reggie discovers dead bodies.
Oh, he's like, Tommy, you here, bro?
Tommy.
And then Pam shows up and she's like, oh, Reggie, we got to get the hell out of here.
And then she walks in and she goes,
yeah, and then fucking
we grandpa gets thrown through the fucking window.
Reggie's gouged out and shit.
Reggie's got a grandpa who's like the cook at this place.
Yeah,
and yeah, he gets thrown through a fucking window.
And then Jason shows up,
just busts through the door, Far 4 style.
First look at Jason in this movie, like an hour in or whatever.
Reggie's fucking scary. He's pretty spooky.
Yeah,
and then they start running.
Yeah, the Pam finds a tractor and knocks the fuck out of Jason.
It's Reggie. Reggie's on the tractor.
And then they run in the barn, and Pam sword fights Jason with a chainsaw for about 2 seconds.
She gets him a little bit.
She gets his arm.
Yeah.
And then it dies.
And then fucking
And what does she do? She throws it at him.
Yeah.
And it kind of works, though, you know? Like, he like kind of falls into some
And aid. Then, who Tommy could it be? Up. Number 30 entry into the Royal Rumble? Tommy Jarvis.
Tommy Jarvis,
Tommy's
bro.
Like, what the fuck is going on out here? Jason! And he's just standing there.
Menacingly.
He gets fucked up.
Yeah, Jason fucks Tommy up.
He swing.
Tommy's like,
Yeah, and then they all go up the fucking ladder and they're kind of hiding.
My God!
Yeah. Well, Tommy plays dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Reggie almost gets got.
Yep.
Then Tommy comes up, last second, chops his motherfucking arm off.
Yep.
Well, Pam kind of like hits him with something. I can't remember what it was.
She
like
knocks
hits
him down.
Jason with something.
Yep.
And Reggie pushes him off of the thing, and he kind of like climbs back up.
Yeah, he catches the ledge,
and then he cuts his arm off. Yep.
And we see that there's spikes conveniently placed down there.
Yeah. Those are, I think, that's a hay bale thing.
Yeah.
And but yeah, Tommy chops like his hand, and
he falls. Who could it be? I wonder.
Oh my God! It was the goddamn paramedic.
It was Yana.
Yeah, it's Lana for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yana.
Sure, bro.
He said Yana from Rainbow Six.
Yeah, I did say Yana.
Man, she kind of bad though.
Oh, Yana, why'd it have to be you?
It was her, bro. Nah, it was one of the Greasers.
It's Roy, bro. Yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah.
Nah, it's Matt.
It was Joey.
We don't see what happens to Matt.
Yeah. He Pam discovers his body in like a closet or something. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's got like a railroad spike in his eye.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
He did.
Am I being Mandela affected right now?
Perhaps.
It's either Pam or Reggie discovers his body.
I don't know.
He did.
I'm getting Mandela affected real bad.
I saw Joey the movie this morning.
For sure, bro. I watched it tonight,
I've got the new Scream Factory like Blu-ray set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You bought the whole set?
Yeah.
Hell, when did you buy that?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you pay full price for it?
I think it was like $175.
You stupid bitch!
I mean, hey,
you can get it for $99 occasionally.
There's like I didn't mind. Okay, the Scream Factory people deserve it.
But who would it be? It's the paramedic from earlier. The very shocked paramedic.
It's Reggie.
Yeah, the guy they kept zooming in on for some fucking
Roy.
Reason.
Roy Burns.
Roy Burns.
You talking to me, Sheriff?
Yep.
It was him, bro.
It was him, and it turns out Joey was his goddamn son.
Yep.
Somehow. No one fucking knew.
Yeah, no one knew the whole time.
So that's why he went on the killing spree.
The whole time.
And he used the Jason moniker as like his
and
cover
And he up. Thought he was yep. Jason.
Yep. Yeah. It was so crazy, he thought he was Jason.
He thought.
So our ending here is kind of fucking stupid. Because
they're all in the hospital getting patched up.
Yeah.
Guess what? In Friday the 13th fashion, it's another dream fake out. Who could have fucking expected this 5 times in a fucking row?
Bro, it's Tommy wearing the Roy mask with the knife.
Oh,
why does
he
have that?
Yeah, where the fuck? What the fuck?
Wouldn't that be wouldn't that be like in police? Like,
yeah, like that would be in an evidence bag.
He definitely shoved it up his rectum.
He did.
He got that mask up there, bro.
He did.
I don't
and
know
I liked,
how.
I
he molded that, another one.
I like that Roy like made like a cast of Jason's head to put on his face.
Oh, you mean the
bald cap,
the hawk, or the hood?
Yeah,
it's called the hood.
The fucking bald cap.
It's a hood. Get it right.
Like he got the ears down and everything.
It's not an under mask. It's a hood.
It's so fucking funny. Yeah, this dude went so crazy. He took the time to fabricate this hood. You feel better?
Yeah, you know?
Called it a hood.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Oh,
and,
so stupid.
I'm pretty sure that motherfucker went in his garage and found that hockey mask.
Listen,
and
he's,
like,
he's been planning this for months, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to cosplay as Jason. Oh, they killed my son? Okay,
he was going,
I'm going
to the next Days of the Dead.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to cosplay as that Jason. Oh, they killed my son? Okay, I'm going to kill as Jason.
I actually know a guy who does a Roy
kill them all.
Cosplay. I believe it's...
did you interview him on the show?
No. That's Brent. He does a good part four, obviously, because he was our part 4/part 5 Jason in Fallen Camp Blood. He also does a really... Brent does a fucking fantastic part 6.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He does a great part 6. But I believe it's... oh, God. I'm going to get his name wrong. Chuck something.
Chuck
Desper? No. Chuck's. I'll link him in the episode description. It's Chuck something cosplay. He does a really good Bagul. He does Harry Warden. He's making actually a My Bloody Valentine fan film. I don't know about if it's done or not. It's called Valentine Falls, and he's playing Harry Warden.
Harry Warden.
But he does a Roy, I believe.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did Roy once. But yeah,
we're gonna give our scores and shit.
Yeah, I love this fucking movie.
I do too. I have a lot of love and nostalgia for this movie.
And if this wasn't a Friday the 13th movie, this would be a good whodunit movie. Like, a scorn, not scorn father, but, you know, a father out for revenge after his estranged son dies.
You know, throw a couple more red herrings in there.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. They pepper in, like, red herrings. Like, the guy who shows up at Ethel's farm, he's kind of made to be one because he's, like, spying
but
on
he's, like, the only one.
Vic.
Well, Tommy. Tommy's a red herring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Try to pin it on Tommy because a lot of the bodies are in Tommy's room.
Yeah, and then you could say Vic is one.
But how would you have gotten out of police custody?
Joey was one. Joey faked his own death.
For sure, bro. Lost 80 pounds.
Ethel was kind of...
grew 3 feet.
Ethel, you could say, is kind of one because she wanted to kill all the damn loonies anyways.
Yeah,
those are her words, not mine.
But, I got a lot of nostalgia for this movie, too, because I used to watch this when AMC would do their Friday the 13th
marathons. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And, this is always one that caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nostalgia and, like, just for love of this movie, I give it, like, a 7.5.
I'll match that, bro. I'll give it a 7.5.
I think that's a pretty solid score.
Yeah, it is.
Very generous.
Very generous.
Yeah, I've really came around to this movie these last years and everything.
He's gonna come. Do not come.
Yeah, like I used to like not really like this when I was a kid.
Because there's no Jason in it?
It's not Jason. You know?
And I bet you also hated Halloween 3.
It's not Jason.
I love Halloween
'cause there 3. Because when you were a kid. Because there's no Michael Myers in it.
So I think I've mentioned this on the show.
You definitely have.
I didn't like watch the Halloween movies when I was a kid.
I know.
Yeah. So
missed out.
Fuck you, bitch.
Man, fuck you.
But I've come around to this movie. I've learned to like it a lot. I've learned to take people's like advice on it and shit like that. It's fun. Dialogue's not really. It's fun to listen to because it's so stupid, but it's not as good as like part 4s and everything like that.
It's no part 6 and it's no part 4.
It's no part 4 or 5 or
it's
like
part 5.
Part 5. And we love it for it.
But I do like some of these characters.
It's nowhere near a perfect movie.
John Shepard, I'm not too fond of.
Yeah, I heard he was an asshole on set.
Well, it's because he's a Christian.
Oh, what's that got to do with anything?
He was like, I don't want to be in this movie.
I know.
And they're like, well, your agent made you fucking take
I know
it, so
the stories. Yuck.
But
well, other people don't.
But yeah, like I think when we originally planned to record, or like when we originally recorded this, I think I gave it like a 5 out of 10.
I don't remember.
But I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 because I like it now.
Gutterball, you fucking suck.
I like a 6. Like, dude, a 6 is a good score.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not.
It's
the
above
middle
average.
It's above half.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's not my favorite. It's not it's not like in my top 5 of the franchise or anything.
Same here,
but it's far from like my least favorite.
Okay, baby.
Yeah. So yeah,
is it better than Brain Damage?
No, it's not.
Okay. No.
No.
Okay.
And that's
one day
all I got
will,
to say.
One day there will be a movie, but that day has not come yet.
No.
You know what that movie's gonna? It's gonna be Brain Damage 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever Frank Hiddenwater decides to do it,
never.
I hope he does.
Did he die?
No, he's still alive.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think that about does it for this episode.
Yep. Hopefully this one turns out better than...
Well, it's going to get published, so... Yeah,
it's got to be better than a 15-minute...
Than that piece of shit that's not going to be on the internet no more.
Yep.
Anyway.
I got it saved.
Bailey sounds so sad in that...
I was fucking depressed. We tried this shit 3 fucking times.
He like, the way he was reading it off to...
Hey,
like,
guys.
He was like, this is what happens, you know. It turns out it was Roy and not Jason...
And 0 out of 5.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I think Coolsville sucks.
Anyways.
Anyway, anything anyway. Else?
That's about it. I think it's a carrot. You know, it's carrot a carrot. It's a carrot out of 10.
It's a carrot out of 10.
Yeah. I could use a slice.
It's probably about 10 feet.
On that note, thank you for listening to this episode. We came from beneath the sea. Next week, I think we'll be back with a topic, not like a research deep dive, but more of a opinionated. We're going to talk about the werewolf movie. We'll dive into a little bit of the history of them, and you know, like the OG werewolf movie, which we all know, and then like our favorite picks.
Yep.
I think we'll do like a top 5, probably.
That's cool. Yeah, yep. Do a top 5. It'd be good.
Top 3, top 5, something like that. Whatever we can come up with. But yeah, we'll be back.
Got some juicy next ones to talk
week
about.
With that. I hope you guys have a happy rest of your week.
Yeah.
We'll be back next time with the werewolf stuff. So do some, watch some of your favorite werewolf movies. Mm-hmm. Maybe yours will make the list.
Yeah.
I hope so, because I haven't seen that many werewolf movies.
Yeah. Discuss with us,
please. And hey, when this comes out, it's not going to be Friday the 13th anymore. But you could still watch
in spirit.
Friday the 13th
in spirit. In spirit. Yeah. It is always Friday the 13th.
Correct.
And on that, I think that's a good note to say bye.
That's right.
Bye.
See ya.